Author and historian Mac Bleuer has written an entertaining book called Wyoming's Outlaw Trail. It's about the outlaws that frequented Wyoming in the late 1800s and early 1900s. For instance, he says Baggs, Wyoming was a popular hangout.
Baggs, Wyoming was a very important place, especially to the Wild Bunch. Elsie Leigh was married. Elsie Leigh, who was Butch Cassidy's right-hand man, before the Sundance Kid was married to a woman there with the Calvert family. Butch Cassidy and Elsie Leigh and others probably worshipped at St. Luke's Church there. They also used adjacent areas in Powder Wash and Browns Park to hide out in. And the Wild Bunch would come into town and party at a place called the Bulldog Saloon. And so, yes, absolutely. Baggs is actually one of the most important outlaw towns probably in the American West. And you're right in what you say, but it is in terms of the American West, especially the Wild Bunch, Baggs was the place to be if you were a friend of Butch Cassidy.
Now, when we talk about this time period, and we have talked about this actually before we started, but it just seems like a very lawless, scary time.
It was, and I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. In the book, I talk about the dangers of romanticizing the past, and I think that especially in Wyoming, we like to romanticize this golden age of the 1880s and 1890s, but if you look at the realities of the age, it was an awful time to be around. There was the Johnson County War. There were people killing each other and lynching each other in the streets in Laramie and Wyoming. There were small ranchers killing larger ranchers killing smaller ranchers. There's total social unrest. So I think I do talk about this in the book, but that's actually the reason – actually, but those reasons, that dark age was part of the reason why some of these outlaws flourished, like the Wild Bunch. All that social unrest led to the rise of the Wild Bunch. Those conditions were perfect for the rise of heroes. And people like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Elsie Leigh, Kid Curry, they were all social outlaws. They needed friends in the ranching community, and I think they took advantage of those times. So,
drives you to like Butch Cassidy so much? It's very clear in your book that you talk about him and I guess what is mentioned in the movie about him that most people would know about, where he didn't, I guess, necessarily kill anyone, or at least documented evidence of shooting anyone, seems to play a role in this. But why you like, because he was kind of a bad guy.
You know, very true. Butch Cassidy is a very complicated character. And I think that we make assumptions about him. I think if you look at the different folkloric archetypes, he fits under every one. I mean, he was a good guy, a kind of Robin Hood figure to some. He was a bad man, a killer to others. He was kind of a trickster to others. I think that most of the evidence, the weight of the evidence, shows that Butch Cassidy was a fairly kind man. He did not like killing. And he did look after the smaller ranchers and some of the common folk of Wyoming and the American West. However, there is kind of the selfish side of the social outlaws, that he needed these networks of support to survive. So if he ever was going to get away from these posses in Baggs or in Lander, he needed friends. So there's that element too. But I think every age needs its heroes. And even if we simplify those heroes and those people, I think it's important still to believe in them. And Butch Cassidy was, in terms of these robbers out there, he was the golden standard. He was the golden boy. Everyone wanted to be Butch Cassidy because he was to many kind of this folkloric hero, someone who took on the Union Pacific Railroad and the stock growers. And he was different. Even the Pinkertons, actually, in their memos, the Pinkerton Detective Agency said that the Wild Bunch ascribed to a higher standard because they killed fewer people. So we know – now, that's perhaps not praise, but that's true. However, there were other criminals, and some of them were just thugs and killers. And then there were some criminals who were victims. So those three types of criminals kind of come out in this book.
I mean, even were you surprised – you're a bit of a historian, obviously. This is what you do. But were you surprised with all of the, I guess, the thuggery and some of the things that went on in this state? I mean, I think it's undersold sometimes.
I agree. The stories, if you were to read half the stories, it's appalling what happened here. And some of the characters, they were not – people you wanted to associate yourself with. Jack Slade, for instance. Jack Slade worked for the Overland Express Company. He worked for the government. And he made sure that the stagecoaches and the mail coaches went through. Virginia Dale, just over the border of Wyoming, is named after his wife, Virginia. But he was slighted. He and another man, Jules Benny, got into an argument. Jules Benny shot him with a shotgun. 9 months later, after he recovered, he found this man. He shot him over the course of 24 hours nearly 30 times in front of all these horrified passengers and while he was drinking whiskey. And then he puts this man out of his misery. He cuts off his ears and wears them as gruesome tokens of his victory over this poor man. And later he would nail one of these ears to a hitching post in Virginia Dale. I'm kind of glad to say that later in life he tried to kill a judge in northern Colorado and he was lynched by a mob of 600 citizens even after the judge tried to save his life. So again, some of these characters were awful people like Jack Slade and Big Nose George and others. So some of them were just thugs. They weren't social outlaws. They were thugs.
What changed? What I guess got us away from that?
Well, I do think that there's the rise of the lawman, and I do think that the West became more settled and people wouldn't tolerate killing and robbery as much as they did in the early days.
Very easy read, lots of pictures, a lot of fun to read. Wyoming's Outlaw Trail, the author is Mac Bleuer. Max, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate you having me.